This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning today, right here on
Learning University.
On AFR. J.J. Jasper, one of our distinguished, esteemed, and effervescent professors, back with us. Just getting, did you get your earpiece?
I got everything plugged in, but I was a little late to the party on that Learning University. Yeah. Hey, speaking of not being late to the party, can I mention this?
Yes.
Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our Spring Share-a-thon. We're so excited about that, and I would like to ask personally that you would please pray for a successful share-a-thon. We're listener-supported, and we rely on God's goodness, your generosity, and please pray for a successful share-a-thon next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. We don't talk about it much, folks, but we have to have your financial support to stay on the air. That's just as simple as I can put it, and you know, we don't sit here and beg for money all the time. We're not going to do that, and we don't want to do that. As my dad used to say, we treat people like grown-ups or like adults, and we simply put our need out there, and we know that people will respond accordingly. If you appreciate the ministry of American Family Radio, as JJ said, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll have a good time, and a lot of good information, a lot of great interviews, and we'll have fun.
And here's the deal. If there's a snowball chance for me getting a raise, we're going to need you to really step up next week.
Shameless plug. Glad you didn't finish snowball's chance in what there. That was good for us. All right, let's go back to the phones, Walker.
Yeah, we're going to go to Coyote in Tennessee. Coyote, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Coyote, how you doing, my friend?
As good as I can be.
I got to know where you got your name.
How you guys? I'm Cherokee Indian. I'm actually the vice chief of the Cherokee Wolf Clan in Yuma, Tennessee.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Okay, so that is your proper name, or is your proper name? Okay. All right. Well, you're the first coyote I've ever known.
If you want to get technical, it's a Wayadina Donatli. And Cherokee.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. We'll stick to Coyote.
Right. Yeah.
Hey. Well, you want to ask, answer, or both, Coyote?
I'll do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
Rainbow.
How many colors, Coyote, are there in a rainbow?
I believe there's seven.
Seven.
Oh!
Hey, wow. Look at there.
Look at there. That's the mystery question, which you have answered correctly, Coyote. And you have won yourself a Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt, which I'm holding up now for our viewers on Facebook and YouTube. And we will, if you'll hold on after we get through with this call, don't hang up. We'll get your address so we can send you the shirt, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Wonderful. Well, yes, it's seven colors. I don't know. What are they? Do you know what they are, Coyote, the colors?
Red, yellow, green, blue. I know indigo's one of them that you can't see, but I think that's the only ones I can remember.
We got purple, too, right?
I just knew there were seven.
Isn't there purple?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And orange?
Orange is one.
Orange.
Yellow, green. He's named a bunch.
And a rainbow.
Hey, Coyote, which tribe did you say you're with? Yeah.
Cherokee.
Did you say Cherokee?
Cherokee Wolf Clan.
Yeah, my grandmother was
one-fourth
Cherokee, so that's something we're real proud of.
Oh, cool.
You go to any family reunions?
Oh,
go ahead, Coyote.
What's that?
I was asking JJ if he went to any family reunions.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we don't go to any Indian.
That's what I'm asking.
No. Okay. Coyote was about to say something.
Okay.
All right, yeah. No, we actually teach the language. All my kids call me Doda, which is Cherokee for father, and my wife, they call her Aji, which is Cherokee for mother.
Oh, that's
you
neat.
Know, that's a part we miss, just being white people. We don't get to do that. You know, we just
right.
We don't have anything going.
I know
for
a couple
right
weeks
there.
Ago. Yeah. Well, I know a couple weeks ago when you were talking about the willow.
Yeah.
Right.
I was actually about 11, 12 years old, and my older brother worked at a farm, and a Miami Indian was the manager at the farm, and he pulled me aside one day and took me over to the weeping willow tree and explained to me about the medicine on the willow tree.
Interesting.
So I've been kind of been learning a little bit here and there all the way through. Yeah. My wife does homeopathic remedies.
Right.
Man, that's awesome.
That really is interesting.
That's incredible. You got a great family history and heritage and passing it down to the children, learning the language. That's kudos to you, Coyote.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Oh, he has a question for us? Okay.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I was wanting to know if you guys know what a professional transparent wall technician is.
Wow.
A redneck.
A professional transparent
wall technician.
It's just going to be funny.
Window installer? I don't know. What do you guys think?
No.
I think it's a trick. So I'm not even going to try to overthink it.
Something about the border wall?
Coyote, what is it?
Okay, well, I'm on a little plug here. I own Four Winds Window Cleaning.
Oh.
So when people ask me what I do for a living, instead of telling them that I'm a window cleaner, I tell them I'm a professional transparent wall technician because it just sounds better.
Yeah, that's
great. It does, Cody. That sounds like an 8-year degree.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right there.
That's like the cowboy.
Hard knock.
The cowboy that went by the equestrian mounted bovine relocator or something, you know, and you got the garbage man who's the sanitation engineer. So that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, Coyote from Tennessee. Did he say he was a full Cherokee?
I think so.
Yeah. Sounded like it.
Cherokee Indian.
And you mentioned Yuma, Arizona, I think. Seemed like he mentioned that. All right, where do we go now?
Well, it's NEJLA. Is it Nejla?
That's right, Nejla. Well done.
Nejla, well,
hi.
Glad we got your name correct. What part of Ohio do you live in?
I'm in Dublin, Ohio, suburb of Columbus. I called before. It was a couple of years ago. But I really enjoy you guys, and I just happened to hop in the car and you're on. So I did not hear all of your questions, but I heard what's pH balance.
Well, you know, we already have the answer to that, but this may be a good time to reset. So do you want us to reset our questions?
And I did not hear you. No. You asked what is the scale? The pH stands for potential of hydrogen.
Oh, okay, good.
That's what you were wondering. Now.
Right.
Okay, so
potential of hydrogen, so you're not getting an exact answer, are you?
No, one of you gentlemen asked the guy that called in to give the answer of the scale 0 to 14, and he said it's called the pH scale or the pH balance scale, and I'm just... And then one of you said, well, what does pH stand for?
Right,
right.
That's it.
What does it mean?
So basically,
that's what it means.
Potential.
Yeah, hydrogen.
So basically what you've got is the motivational speaking scientist that says to the hydrogen, you've got potential.
You've got potential, and then his nose grows. Yeah.
Well done.
Do you want us to reset our questions to give you a chance at one?
Oh, I don't know. I might not know them, and then I'd be embarrassed.
Do you have something for us?
Okay, thank you so much.
Appreciate you calling from
Ohio.
Ohio. Go ahead and reset our questions here.
All right. What is the most widely eaten fish in the world? That's my first question, still unanswered. Another question I'm going to add here is, what's the common name for a cubic decimeter? The common name for a cubic decimeter.
Here's what I've got. Who served as president of the United States from 1933 to 1945? Second question, what is the capital of South Korea? And I'll just go with those two. I can add one a little later if I need to.
All right. My questions are, here's the one that hasn't been answered yet. Which branch of mathematics deals with the sides and angles of triangles and their relationship to each other? Number two, a new question. May Queen, Wensley Crab, Fox Whelps, and Lane's Prince Albert are all species of what?
They're on the ballot for midterms. I recognize those names right off the bat.
And it's not tobacco pipe smoke.
Run through that list.
All right,
again.
Here's the question. I did not know this. I did not know this myself when I researched this. The question is: May Queen, Wisely Crab, Fox Whelps, and Lane's Prince Albert are all species of what?
Them are Disney. pH levels if you live near a nuclear plant.
So you call the convenience store up and you ask him, does he have Prince Albert in a can? And he says, yes. And you say, well, let him out.
Oh, Dad's had that in his back pocket the whole show.
The prank, pranks from the 1960s.
Yeah. All right. Call somebody up and ask if their refrigerator's running, right?
Right.
They say never heard
yes.
that before.
They always say yes. And you say, you better go catch it.
Yeah. That's back before we had the internet to occupy 10 hours of your day right there. You had to think up clever stuff like that. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. David's in Mississippi. He's up next.
Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, David. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to answer JJ's question about the president.
Oh, here we go. David, who served as president from 1933 to 1945?
I'm pretty sure that would have to be Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, he's the one that offered the New Deal. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I believe so, yeah.
FDR.
FDR, way to go.
Question for
I
us.
I had a question about the president as well. Who was the youngest man ever to become president of the United States?
I think that's John Kennedy.
Was it, JFK?
The youngest?
You have to be, I want to say you have to 30. Be, is it 30?
I think it's 35.
30, yes, you're right, 35. So now, don't answer us, David, here. Let's think through this. John F. Kennedy, was he not like 42 or something like that? There may have been.
I'm thinking there was. I think on a trivia thing, everybody assumed he was the youngest, but right. I think there was somebody else.
Well,
like
because
maybe Ford or somebody when he was.
Not Ford, but if you go back president. In history, there's probably a president younger than him because life expectancy
right.
was not
right.
what it is today. But I'm. You want to go with JFK? At 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because all when you start getting to those older ones, somebody can say Biltmore and Fillmore. And I think, yeah, he was the president. Or yeah.
David,
let's go with JFK.
Okay.
Y'all would be correct if the question had been who was the youngest man ever elected president. That was Kennedy at 43 years old. However, the youngest man ever to become president happened, I believe it was when President William McKinley was assassinated. His vice president, Theodore Roosevelt, who was 42 at the time, became president.
Okay,
he later
okay.
got elected to his own terms, but he was actually the youngest man ever to serve as president.
Wow.
That's good trivia.
Yeah, good question. That's
absolutely.
But y'all were definitely on the right track with that. So.
Yep. Hey, David, thanks for calling, brother. You take care and have a great weekend. All right. That's David in Mississippi. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Got about 11 minutes left here of learning for this show, and we go back to the phones.
Yeah, we'll go to North Carolina and talk to Devin. Devin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great.
You have
the last caller stole my question.
Oh man.
Man. That's very disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bummed. I'll tell you this, though. You know, you talk about him serving that long. I'm 25, I'm a millennial, my joy is in the Lord, but I imagine that I'd be pretty greatly depressed if a Democrat were in office that long while I was
Well, Devin, that's why that's why we changed it. Was that a constitutional amendment, or was that just a statute? I've forgotten, but anyway, we changed the law after FDR because we realized that to allow any one person to stay in office as president for more than 8 years, you build up too much personal power. At least that was the wisdom of the day, and I concur with that. So, yeah, he stayed, what, 12 years?
It was 1933 to 45, so that would have been 12.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The 22nd Amendment to the Constitution is what set in place the two-term limit.
So I was correct in my guess that it's a constitutional amendment.
That's well needed. We need term limits.
Well, we need term limits for congressmen and senators, too, and 12 years would be a good number, too. Mm-hmm. Devin, you have a question for us?
I was trying to think of one, but before I ask a question, I'm going to say this. I vaguely remember growing up hearing there were seven colors in the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And I also remember one of my teachers saying that they officially changed it and took indigo out because you can't see it. So well, I want to.
Okay,
that's kind of what the other fellow said.
Hmm. Yeah. What is what color? What is indigo?
Isn't it like a purplish?
It seems like it's a real pale violet. But don't get me lying. I'm not sure.
Okay, but you. Indigo. But it's under. You can't see it with your eye. You can't see the indigo. Apparently not.
But what's your thought on that?
So my thought, I remember my teacher saying they changed it from 7 to 6.
Oh, well, you know, the same people that started that tried to get Pluto kicked out of the solar system.
No good, huh?
So yeah, there's coups in just about every arena of life.
You're right. You're right, JJ.
If you don't believe me, ask James Comey.
thank you, Devin. Thank you very much. We will check that out. We'll check that answer out.
Yeah.
I had the answer earlier in the program was that the rainbow had seven colors, and maybe that's officially been changed by the Rainbow Coalition.
Constitution.
I think Jesse Jackson runs that. He probably changed the
Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah, he does. No, seriously, look it up. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones. Who's next?
Walker. Yeah, Jim from Mississippi is next. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are you?
Howdy, Jim. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I wanted to answer.
All right. Which question you want to give a shot at?
The one on triangle.
All right.
Okay. The question, Jim, put before you and the rest of the class is as follows. Which branch of mathematics deals with the sides and angles of triangles and their relationship to each other?
Trigonometry.
Did you ever get to that level, Jim?
Yes, I did. I was a field artillery officer, so I had to use it.
Oh, you had to use it? Yeah. See, that was my complaint at some of those things, which I didn't take trig, but I thought unless I build a spaceship, am I really going to be able to use this in day-to-day life?
Right. You go to Walmart.
But you did use it.
Walking down aisles.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be able to use trees? That's well, what you, you're a practical
you're
person.
Hands, you have to use it to get your paint and all that business.
Oh, right. That's good.
Mathematics was not my best subject. After you get past algebra, and I'm talking introductory, after you get past that, you know, some people's minds work differently. You know, we all have our
strengths and weaknesses.
And yes. That was
true.
Yeah.
That was true.
Hey, Jim, you got a question for us? As long as it's not trig or calculus.
No, I don't have one.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Are we down to one caller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got time for. Well, no, we got two calls now, so we'll be good to go. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. How'd you do in that advanced math?
I was right there with you. This is a little bit embarrassing, but as far as I went, it was Algebra 2, and it made my brain smolder. Yeah, it just all the X's and the Y's.
I was never very good at that math.
And my friends took calculus and trig and everything, and I could not wait to get out of there, take whatever the minimum requirement was. Now, I did real well in badminton. I did real well in badminton. I went to college on a full badminton scholarship.
You got to keep score in badminton.
That's right. But as far as math and anything math related, it's not just me.
No.
They say 5 out of 4 people have trouble with fractions. So I'm right there with them. 5 out of 4 people have trouble with fractions.
I liked history and English.
I liked English.
I think most people either go English, history, literature, or either you go math, science. That's not always true, but most people, sort of go one of those.
Right. Well, and I did not play badminton. That was just a weak attempt at humor. My wife, Melanie, was good at math, and I'm thankful that one of our kids is really, really good at math. I'm glad that my lack of didn't, you know how you,
yeah.
the what my, do you call advanced, it? Heredity is a serious thing.
Advanced is, math is kind of like magic to me.
Stuff just pops up.
Yeah.
Numbers
it really
just pop
is.
Up.
Honest to goodness. Magic. And I know that's, I don't mean to insult anybody. But that's how I viewed it. All right, just stuff just pops up, walk around, no explanation for it. You're
typing in the calculator.
It amazed me how they took back when they had the blackboards, and they write all those X's and all that stuff. I mean, it took the whole board to come up with. And here's your answer.
Yeah.
6. And yeah. I'm like, wow. Trig.
I will go to our next call. I'll tell you a class that's very frustrating in that regard that I took in college. Was accounting because you don't know you're wrong till you've been sitting there 20 minutes.
Yes, and you go back and check your work.
Yeah,
it's
it'll test your religion, huh? Yeah, I'm serious.
Then you gotta white out. You gotta get the white out.
Huh?
You gotta get out white out.
Yeah, so you hear people shout out, heathens cussing. It'll test your moral fiber.
Ooh, hey, but thank God here. It's April the 13th. We're just a few days away from the tax deadline. Thank God for accountants and all of you
who
are good at math.
Who are good at math. That's right. Yes. All right, back to the phones, Walker.
Yeah, we'll go to Richard. Take our last call today. Richard in Alabama. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah. Hi there, guys.
Richard, were you good at math?
Actually, as y'all were talking about it, yeah, I was remembering that because whenever I was in high school, I actually had a blackboard in my room to do equations on because I enjoyed algebra.
Wow, yeah. You enjoyed algebra.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now I loved. The only thing I didn't care for was geometry because of all the proofs.
Well, now I'm going to ask a nosy question. What do you do for a living? Are you able to use
the
math?
Well, I'm retired, but I came out of Mississippi State in 1976 as a double E student.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was going to answer that question about the trigonometry, but he took that one, so I was going to give you guys a minor trivia point about the rainbow.
Okay. Teach us something, Richard.
Because it's in electronics. You have resistors, capacitors, and all those kinds of things. Now, resistors have different colored bands so you can tell the value of the resistance. And they have a way to remember the colors more easily. It's in a, I guess you call it an anagram, ROY, R-O-Y, G, BIV, B-I-V, mm-hmm. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, and then they add gray and white.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Thanks for that. That's really helpful.
Hey, Richard, we're out of time, and we've got to give the answers to our questions. Have a great weekend.
All right. What is the most widely eaten fish in the world? That would be the herring. The herring. So, last question unanswered. What's the common name for a cubic decimeter? A liter. A liter.
And then, what is the capital of South Korea? What say you guys?
Seoul.
Seoul.
Mm-hmm. All right. My question, the only one I got left is May Queen, Wesley Crab, Fox Whelps, and Lane's Prince Albert, all species of what? That would be apples.
Apples.
Hmm. Species of apples, yeah. All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next time.